Welcome to Live from Studio A on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Nancy Dineen, and our guest today is singer-songwriter Aoife O'Donovan. We'll get right to the music and then have a chat about her songs and inspirations. This is The Magic Hour by Aoife O'Donovan on Classical IPR.
In the magic hour when the moon is low and the sky's the kind of blue that you think you know, but you don't know. The truth-cutter's donkey runs around and all the fairy children, they run around. All the other children, they make no sound. In that hour, if you're on the coast and the waves nip at your heels like a dog, pull me closer. It's past the time of the dinner bell, but before the shine of Orion's belt and the sky is still blue than a bluebell. And weigh my body down with sticks and stones. Bury me not in the old graveyard where all my friends are beneath the heather on the high hillside. Death is a lonely bride. Ooh. The kind of gray that you've never seen until you've seen it. We run down to the Virgin Mary's bank while our mothers cried and our fathers drank. We all just try to hear the ship sing. And the sky's the kind of blue that you think you know.
The Magic Hour by Aoife O'Donovan on Interlochen Public Radio. Welcome to IPR, Aoife, and thanks for making the time to be with us this morning in Studio A.
Thanks, Nancy. It's great to be here.
It seems like we're always categorizing art forms. But from your point of view, what would be the perfect description, the description you would like for your music style and your genre?
Oh, man, I think that's a really tough question because I don't think you can just sort of describe it in one word that's not going to alienate some people that you want to come to your show. I guess if I had to pick just one word, I would say folk music. I think that's a really broad, beautiful term that sort of describes music of the people for the people. And of course, there's elements of jazz, elements of rock, elements of what people refer to as Americana, although that's a genre that I think is sort of nebulous in its own way. I grew up playing a lot of bluegrass and old-time music, and I think you can hear traces of that as well. And of course, I'm Irish, Irish-American, and there's some hints of that in there too, I think.
Well, I've been reading about your experiences, and along the way, so many varied collaborations with American artists, and you mentioned Irish musicians. I know you've played music in Ireland as well. What are the most important influences that have brought you to where you are as an artist?
I think I would have to credit my parents first and foremost for sort of encouraging me and influencing me. They're both musicians, and I was lucky to be exposed to a lot of music growing up as a kid in Boston, and getting to spend every summer in Ireland with my Irish cousins and learning a lot of kind of the rock music that our parents listened to growing up. We kind of sort of reclaimed for ourselves as young people over the summers in Ireland. I remember one of my first public singing experiences was singing Leader of the Pack at karaoke in 1989, in a hotel. I was, you know, 7 years old or something. But that was my first gig, and but I'm constantly influenced and inspired by my peers and my whole community of musicians. I'm so excited to be here at Interlochen tonight with two amazing musicians. Four amazing musicians, two in my band, and then that's Steve Nister, who lives just down the road in Thompsonville, and a guitar player named Anthony DaCosta, who's amazing. But not just them. Tonight is a double bill with Chris Eldridge and Julian Lage, who I'm totally inspired by and can't wait to share the stage with them.
It's going to be a fabulous show. You mentioned all of the collaborating you've done from when you were very young, and I know that there are stories like folks in Nashville, when they get together and write songs, they get together for 40 minutes at lunchtime in a cafe, or someone else gets an idea in the middle of the night and writes it down. So every composer and songwriter has a different way that they create their pieces. What does it look like for you?
For me, it's definitely much more of it's a much slower process than sitting down at a cafe for 40 minutes. I'm totally jealous of anybody who can write a great song in 40 minutes. I try to write a little bit every day, which can be really hard on the road, but at least sort of keeping track of your ideas and making sure you have enough time on your own. I think that's one of the biggest challenges of being a touring musician is you're on the road. Maybe even if you're by yourself, you're constantly surrounded by other people, and making sure that you carve out even 30 or 40 minutes just to collect your thoughts and turn that into lyrics or melody. And if you have ideas, constantly just grab them, record them, make note of them, and you might be able to come back to them later and turn them into something beautiful.
Like The Magic Hour. Can you tell us, how did that come to you?
That song, Magic Hour, now I'm kind of trying to remember exactly how I wrote that song. I think I sat down at my piano and I kind of came up. I wrote that song first on the piano, and I had just written just that first verse. And I remember when I went to the studio, I played just that first verse for my producer, and the song wasn't done. It wasn't even fleshed out at all. But he was like, yes, let's work on that vibey piano number, I think it was called. And I kind of went home after the first round of recording and really sat down and tried to capture these images from my childhood of being on a beach in Ireland in the Magic Hour, which in Ireland, I consider the Magic Hour to be after the sun has set, but it's not dark yet. So, which is a very long period of time in Irish summers. I'm sure it's similar up here in northern Michigan, where you have this beautiful extended twilight where the sun just kind of barely dips below the horizon, and it just stays this really sort of indescribable shade of blue for a very long time.
Do they call it the Magic Hour, or is that your word?
I don't know what they specifically call it, but that's what I call it.
Oh, it's beautiful imagery.
Thank
beautiful
you.
Imagery. When you visit with fans who are aspiring singer-songwriters, maybe young people like the ones you've met here at Interlochen, what advice do you share with them?
It's funny, we did a little workshop yesterday and we're doing another one this afternoon. I think my biggest piece of advice is for anybody who wants to go into music as a career is to make sure that you are always doing it because you love it and not because you're sort of chasing this sort of elusive fame and fortune of it all, because it doesn't exist. But I think also creating a community around what it is that you do and seeking out that community, because no matter where you are, it exists. And just finding a group of like-minded individuals, and that can be such a large range. I love how the music scene seems to have no barrier with age or race or gender. It's this beautiful, very open, accepting community. And find that community and make it your own.
Have you always wanted to be a musician?
I have. You know, I think when I was very young, I wrote down in a diary, like, when I grew up, I want to be a singer. And look, here I am.
And anything surprising about living that lifelong dream? How does it compare to what you thought it would be?
I don't know. I think when you're really young, you have no idea what it's like to be a grown-up at all. So I think just you know, another thing to remember is that even if you're, you know, forging your career in the arts, you still have to be a citizen of the world and pay your taxes and pay your bills. And, you know, it's hard to be self-employed. That's the one thing, but it is totally worth it. And I feel very lucky to do what I'm doing.
When you tour, like you're on tour right now, presenting similar material every night at a different venue, how does the feeling change from one place to another?
God, it changes drastically from one place to another. I think what you get from an audience is so important as an artist. And I think that's another bit of advice for audience members is you, the audience, are an equal contributor to the concert experience as the performer is. I mean, you really are. If you get out on stage and you have an audience full of people who are rooting for you, who are smiling, who are fully present, who aren't distracted, who aren't looking at their phones, who aren't waiting for the intermission, you're going to have a better show. You're going to put on a better show because you're feeling an energy from the audience that they're so excited. And if you know, on the contrary, if you walk out on stage and you look out in the front row and everybody's sort of sitting folded arms and grimacing and they just seem really angry and they're not responding, then it's really hard to put on a good show. So, you know, sometimes you do have to grin and bear it no matter what. And I can't wait to play here at Interlochen. I hope that there's a lot of happy people. It is Valentine's Day after all, so.
It's a perfect cap to the Valentine's Day and into Valentine's evening. And I understand you do have another piece for us this morning.
I do, sure, yeah.
And can you tell us about this song?
Yes, this is a song called The King of All Birds. And I'm just going to tune up a little bit. It's a song from the record In the Magic Hour. It's also on my live album, which came out this past fall. And it's a song about, there's an old Irish folktale about the contest to see who was the king of all birds. And long story short, the eagle thought he won. He flew higher than all the other birds, but when he reached the top and proclaimed himself the victor, a little wren jumped out of the eagle's wing and flew higher than the eagle. So the wren, with pure brains, outsmarted the eagle, and he was the king of all birds.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Somebody else, their wife. Who am I to together and climb on up to the top of the tree. I'm an owl now, I'm a lonely, lonely owl. Hoo, hoo, where, how the hell did I get this far without you? Pull my feathers one by one and you put them in your pocket when I'm gone. Everyone that I've ever loved in my life now calls somebody else their wife. Who am I to you? Who am I to you? Am I just anyone? Am I the only one? Who am I?
The King of All Birds by Aoife O'Donovan. Thank you so much for being here with us in Studio A today, Aoife.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here at Interlochen. Aoife O'Donovan, singer-songwriter, on stage tonight in Corson Auditorium, as are Julian Lage and Chris Eldridge. There are tickets available. The concert can be the perfect way to spend your Valentine's Day night. The Interlochen box office number is 800-681-5920. That's 800-681-5920. And the website is tickets.interlochen.org. This edition of Live from Studio A has been engineered by Brock Moorman. I'm Nancy Deneen, and this is Interlochen Public Radio.